Massachusetts voters will narrow down the field of candidates for the late Ted Kennedy's Senate seat just 2 weeks from today. Ahead of the primary election, we're examining some of the defining moments for each of the candidates today. Businessman and Boston Celtics co-owner Stephen Pagliuca. As WBUR's Meghna Chakrabarty reports, Pagliuca and his candidacy are a study in contrasts.
To listen to Mary Lou Sutter's, you'd never guess that Steve Pagliuca is rich. Very rich. $260 to $400 million rich. Sutter's is the head of the Massachusetts Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children. Pagliuca chairs the society's board. And the first time Sutter's met him, she remembers a man who was lost, late, and looking for parking.
I go downstairs and I see this gentleman, sort of big guy, totally disheveled. He's sweating. His shirt is coming out of his pants. I'll never forget. And I remember thinking, this is the guy who just bought the Boston Celtics.
Robert Caporal agrees that Pagliuca can be two things at once. Caporal is the co-owner of Game Plan LLC, and he helped broker the 2002 Celtics deal. Caporal says even though Pagliuca is a deep thinker, he's also a risk taker. And that's why in 2004, when an owner-led lockout had completely shut down the National Hockey League, Caporal went straight to Pagliuca with a plan.
We ought to consider putting together an effort to buy all 30 teams and convert the National Hockey League into a single entity.
Pagliuca didn't even hear the entire pitch before saying yes to the $4.2 billion bid.
And when we were probably 75 to 80% through the presentation, he stopped us politely and said, I see what you're doing here. We will back you, and you don't need to be anybody else about raising money.
The deal didn't go through, but Pagliuca wins more than he loses. That's due in part to another contrast, namely that Pagliuca's a true diplomat, but also a fierce competitor.
I was impressed that Steve wanted to win. I could see it, and I could see the competitive nature in him.
Says Celtics general manager Danny Ainge. He turned down the job the first time Pagliuca and co-owner Wick Grousbeck offered it to him, but it was Pagliuca's soft touch that eventually won Ainge over.
And the second time they came back, and I think it was their persistence, and I could feel the goals that they had of restoring the tradition of the Celtics, and I believed them. That's why I came to work for the Celtics.
So Pagliuca wooed Ainge, but can he woo voters? As he campaigns, voters have seen another inconsistency, one that pits Pagliuca's principles against his loyalties. In 1994, Pagliuca's friend and mentor, Republican Mitt Romney, challenged Ted Kennedy for Senate. Even though he's always declared himself a Democrat, Pagliuca donated several thousand dollars to Romney's campaign. But he doesn't seem troubled by the contradiction.
I donated that money out of friendship. Mitt Romney hired me, and I worked with him for 15, 16 years. And so I didn't share political views, but Barney Frank has supported Republicans in certain ways, and this for me came out of friendship, not out of politics.
That friendship is also what made Pagliuca rich. It was Romney who hired him to work at Bain Capital. Pagliuca is still managing partner at the $60 billion venture capital and private equity firm. And Pagliuca says he's campaigning as the jobs candidate because of his track record at Bain. But that's perhaps the sharpest contrast in Pagliuca's candidacy. His campaign slogan is PAGS equals jobs, but if you look at the history of Bain Capital, you see that the company excels in the art of the leveraged buyout. This is a process in which Bain often banks huge profits, but sometimes leaves acquired companies saddled with enormous debt. And some of those companies have been forced to make massive layoffs. So when Pagliuca is pushed on what the bottom line at Bain really is, wealth creation for investors or job creation for workers, he hedges.
Well, I that's a complex question. I mean, what venture capital does is invest in the new ideas, and venture capital will fund them. Funding them is creating thousands of jobs because they essentially, created a new industry.
But Bain Capital also buys out established businesses in old industries, like KB Toys and Dade International, both of which resulted in the layoff of hundreds of workers. Pressed on this, Pagliuca hedges even more.
There's investments in public companies, and there's debt in public companies, and there's job creation, and there's job losses. And the job losses mainly come from competition, from global competition. And those job losses in the United States now are 15 million, you know, unemployed, and there are 320,000 in Massachusetts. That's why I got into this race, to try to reverse that.
Hi, Steve Pagliuca.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, Steve Pagliuca. Good to meet you.
And on the campaign trail, there's one more contradiction that hounds Pagliuca. He says he's not taking any lobbyist or special interest funding, and he rails against money's influence in government. Bain Capital, though, has spent millions of dollars on lobbyists to exert significant influence in Washington. At a recent campaign stop in Chinatown, reporters repeatedly asked Pagliuca to explain the inconsistency.
So it's okay for you to pay a lobbyist to give information to politicians, but not all right for you to take it if you're an elected
official.
Those
are your words, not mine. I think it's okay to communicate about issues. And you can go directly to Washington to communicate about issues. You can hire expert groups to communicate about issues. Where I draw the line is you don't want money to influence those decisions. So I'm not taking PAC or lobbyist money. And that's the key issue.
So Steve Pagliuca is extremely rich, but down to earth. Analytical, but a risk taker. He can put loyalty before principle. And he says he's created jobs when he's also eliminated them. Are these complexities a political liability? Reverend Gregory Groover doesn't think so. He serves with Pagliuca on the board of the Massachusetts Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children.
I'm not sure if it's a tension, but it's a rich balance. It's a level-headed person who has the both extremes.
Pagliuca's entrance into the race has some political observers asking a different question. Pagliuca has no political experience, and he began this campaign with virtually no name recognition. So they wonder, is the Senate seat the one he's really after? Or does Steve Pagliuca have his eye on another seat, on another hill, on Beacon Hill, on the one that was once occupied by his friend Mitt Romney? For WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.